When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Royals aren't back.
We're back, baby. Winning the division.
Jack Caglione has arrived. The confidence, the swagger, the everyday play. Thank you, Royals. Now we get to enjoy this superstar.
The 1-1. Caglione drills it. High in the air. Deep right field. His bat ablaze. It's a homer over the Royals bullpen. A Caglione clout on his own bobblehead night.
There it is, the man, the myth, the legend, the prospect, the stud, the 6'5", 250, size 17-foot superstar in waiting. I know that I'm hard. Has arrived. His bat ablaze.
Was Denny off that inning?
I think so. Okay. Ryan's call, very similar.
Okay. His bat ablaze?
No, but it was like, it was a cag blast on Bobby, or on bobblehead night. So.
I don't mind a cag blast. That's pretty good. Ryan could pull that one off, a cag blast. I kind of like that. But, man, that was a hell of a home run he hit.
I mean, it
last night. Stars being stars. I mean, you wonder why they won last night. We've been saying that all year long, not just with the Royals, but with every team. Stars got to be stars. And we saw stars last night. We saw Jalen Brunson be a star last night. We saw Anthony Edwards be a star last night. We saw Cags be a star last night. You know, we
Wimby
saw Vinny.
Was a star. He had six blocks.
He had 12 total.
Yeah, but he had six with 8 minutes left in that first
half. But was also 0-for shooting the three-point shot, and combined with him and De'Aaron Fox, they were like 10 of 100 last night. I mean,
not his game to shoot threes.
Yeah, but why take eight of them? Why post up behind the arc eight times and go 0-for-8?
Yeah, because Rudy Gobert did his job. Yeah, I agree. He needed to play better, but it was a great defensive game.
Game, right. Absolutely, right. But it's a playoff game. You got to find ways to win, you know, those postseason games.
Their setting in that arena was absolutely
insane. It looked like 1985 all over again.
The color scheme of the shirts and the crowd.
It was
the
great.
Court,
yeah.
They did
a wonderful job,
too,
except
bad
for winning.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to win the damn game. I mean, my God, that's a big loss for San Antonio, fellas, with Anthony Edwards coming back the way that he did. You know, Willis reading this thing off the bench and dropping 18 last night. Like, that's a star being a star. In sports, we focus so much on the bottom half of orders or the bottom third of an order or the 53rd player, the Daniel Sorensens, the Jack Cochrans we talked about yesterday. Like, those guys are totally irrelevant. It's about the stars being the stars. And when your stars are stars, you win. Last night, everybody who's a star for the Royals was a star last night. They won a pretty nice ball game last night. You saw the basketball last night, too. Both games, the stars were stars in those games. It's not the 12th man. It's not the guy who's hitting ninth. It's not the guy who's a part-time player. It's your stars being stars. And if your stars aren't stars, you're not going to win in any sport.
Yeah, it was definitely great. I don't know, shoot, 16 and 19, so that's a lot of baseball, but, like, that seemed like kind of the most complete game I think I've seen all season, at least at home. And I'm sure there's been a couple others in this season along that there's been, you know, complete games. But, man, Waka was just efficient. I mean, I know the home run he gave up early. Cool. Nothing else after. Had like 55 pitches through six innings. Almost went eight. Probably could have. But they bring in Matt Strom.
Mm-hmm.
Does his job. The offense did their job.
Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball crushed. High in the air. Deep left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Bobby Witt Jr. home run. His third long ball of the year. That cuts the deficit in half. It's a 2-1 game in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Is that related to the Ohio State University?
No, the Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook?
Yeah, Timberlake told you to drop the duh. But I want to say that, like, when you look at this team now, and we'll get to some other news that was kind of devastating to see after all this. Noah Cameron will miss tonight's start with like some back tightness.
That's
which
not
is
good.
Not great.
He hasn't been great this year. Should have traded him in the offseason.
Might have given you some indication of maybe why the ERA is so high, why the efficiency isn't where it was last year. Also, there's a lot more video out on Noah Cameron
absolutely.
In the league than there
it's
was as a rookie season.
It's about adjusting. I thought he did a great job last year of adjusting to the league. This year, obviously.
I don't think he was healthy this year.
Yeah, probably
clearly
not. Clearly not if he's got some back stuff going
right.
on. But you know, the back is a terrible thing to have to worry about because it never goes away. It just doesn't.
Right.
That's the worst injury. At least the knee, you can repair it and get back out there. Those back injuries, man, they linger and linger and linger.
And what's been interesting is that you speak of the back, the pitching has been carrying this team, I don't know, for the first half or first month of the mm-hmm. season. And it was like, when is the offense going to show up? We talked about it yesterday a little bit. Consistency's nice. I mean, they moved Jack down one spot. Lane Thomas hits in that spot, but it didn't affect the order. It didn't affect – and that's one thing that I can always say is that winning makes vibes immaculate. Like, when you're winning, everybody feels great. And the Royals go down 2-0 last night, and then they don't have any hits in the first three innings, and then it was just Bobby Witt Jr. hits a home run, then it's click, 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 and then Cags hits a towering shot. Basically the same home run Bobby hit, but to right field.
Yeah.
And the place is going nuts, and everything's that way. And then Michael Walker just shut it down. And I think the things that I saw last night that at least explain it to me, Michael Walker is, without a doubt, the ace of your staff. You will go as far as Michael Walker can go. Now, I don't know if he can hold up all year. I know he's definitely getting older, and so we'll see the stamina throughout the year. But he's the ace of your staff, and Q told us last Wednesday, if he could throw anybody game seven, who's he putting on the slab? Michael Walker. That, as of right now, if this team does make the playoffs, he will pitch game one or whatever game of importance at the time. The other thing is that the offense and the power has arrived. And that's one thing we wanted to see. Vinny's power, Bobby's power, Jack's power, all of that. And now they're starting to timely hit. Like, that's not really a make sense sentence, but last night, they're more
well, they weren't timely hitting the first month of the season. Situational hitting.
They're patient. They're not trying to do too much. They seem like a team that is a cohesive unit right now, and I hope they keep rolling again. They go for it again tonight. They've won four in a row, and last night's game was a lot of fun.
Well, and that's what they just have to keep doing, and I don't like the fact that Waka is the ace of the staff. I really want it to be a younger guy, you know, because Michael Waka is going to be gone in a year or so, and so you want one of these younger guys to be the ace of the staff, but nobody's taking the reins of that right now, right? Noah Cameron, obviously,
Bubic
he's got his
trying.
Injury. Bubic is trying to, but I think he's probably a likely guy to be traded as well, you know, this offseason. I think, you know, he's going to be a free agent anyway, so you're probably not going to be able to re-sign Bubic. So for him to be the ace of the staff is great for the short term, but for the long term, you'd love it to be Cole Reagans, but I don't know where we are with Cole Reagans right now. He's kind of taken a step backwards as well. So you have to ride, you know, the hot hand that you have. And right now, Michael Waka seemingly could be that guy and would love it to be, you know, Noah Cameron. I'd love it to be Cole Reagans. I'd love it to be Bubic on a long-term deal. But hey, here we sit. And so we'll take what we can get right now. But Michael Waka pitched great yesterday. And again, timely hitting from your stars. And that's what this league, this game, sports is all about. It's about the big-time players coming through in the important moments. I mean, we were talking about it before the show. You said to me, who's more excited, Knicks fans or Yankee fans right now? And I kind of hummed and hawed a little bit. And I go, call me in October and let's talk about what Aaron Judge is doing. Because right now, it doesn't matter. It's the stars being the stars in the big-time moments. If Aaron Judge is a star in October, then the conversation shifts and everybody's excited because of what they're doing from a playoff standpoint. I think it's fun right now to watch what the Yankees are doing, home run after home run after home run after home run. But then October rolls around. Will your stars be stars? That's why we're looking at basketball postseason right now. Everything that happened the regular season, you throw out the window. Who's going to be a star? And we saw a lot of stars show up to play last night all over the sports landscape. And so that's what you have to remember. As long as your stars are being stars, you're going to win a lot of games.
I think that's one thing that Vern always said, too, when we'd interview him. He's like, you know, he'd be like, hey, how come the lineup's not changing? He goes, you know what's not changing is Garcia, Bobby, and Vinny. Yeah. Once they hit, and Sal, once they do that, then that's one focus, too. So, I don't know. I think Mac, are the Royals back yet, or are they still? They're not back yet.
No, I'm with Mac, too, yeah.
Hey, well, since I've said that on Friday, they've won
games
four
in a row for you guys to be back.
Gotta be about 500.
Greedy-ass fans. Yeah.
No, it's not.
My reverse psychology is working. That's really
what I love that.
My bits.
Yeah, they're listening to you.
At this point, it's a bit, and I'm just going to ride it.
Absolutely, and as you should. Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised, Bob, yeah.
What's that, if they're listening? And yeah, that's probably true. Did Vinny text you or something? I don't like the fact that you guys are me. Was Cag's pizza home run? Is that what we're calling that? The pizza pie home run? What was that?
Blaze bat.
His ball was on the slice of a pizza going out of Kauffman Stadium? Is that what that call was?
I don't get this reference. What now?
What did he say in that call?
Referencing the bobblehead they gave out last night.
The 1-1. Blazing bat. Caglione drills it. High in the air. Deep right field. His bat ablaze. It's a homer over the Royals bullpen. A Caglione clout on his own bobblehead night.
I wish we could find that stat of how many people have hit a home run on their bobblehead.
It seems like everybody.
And the only reason I say that is because Vegas knew. Caglione's like home run props all year, or anytime home run, have been along the lines of like plus 600 and plus 750. Last night it was plus 379. Right?
Classic.
And I looked at Gold. I'm like, it's 379. He goes, it's bobblehead night. And I was like, you're right. Every time there's a bobblehead with like some sort of power, like I think Vladdy Jr.'s done it. I think Otani's done it like three times. I think that Salvador Perez has done it for the Royals. The one that he had like it looked like a ceramic bubble blowing out of his mouth that he always had. And then Cags did it last night. So it's kind of interesting to know like, if they had a number on how many times.
But so there's no official stat, according to Gemini, about this, for how many players have hit a home run on their own bobblehead night, primarily because it happens with enough frequency that it isn't treated as a rare or cumulative milestone.
All right, well, then that's enough for me.
And so they notable bobblehead night performances. Shohei Ohtani's had multiple memorable. Anthony Rizzo, Jose Ramirez, Ellie De La Cruz. Mm-hmm. In short, there isn't a specific count because it's essentially a fun, reoccurring coincidence that happens across the league in every season. I mean, that's crazy. Like, it does. Every time somebody has a bobblehead night, it seems like, you know, they're hitting a home run. So I guess that's maybe a little sneaky little bet for you. Find out who's giving a bobblehead away each night around baseball and then put some money on that person to hit a home run. That's a great deal. I thought he said his bat was like the ball was on pizza or something like that on his bat. I don't know. And then what was the second part of Cag's what?
Clout.
Cag's clout.
Somebody says Anthony Volpe did it last year too. So he's only home run in New York.
Yeah. Wow,
that poor guy, man. He needs out of there.
I mean, that's a bad situation for him. I was watching some stuff about that yesterday, and people were like, now you got to bring him up in the right situation. You're bringing him up now, and he's winning. You can't insert him back into that lineup. So you got to wait till you're losing. He may never come back up for the Yankees this year. I don't know. I say that, but it could be up Tuesday.
Yeah, Yankees fans ruined that kid.
They said
he's the next Jeter.
Well, the Yankees ruined him though too. I mean, they didn't stop that train.
That's fair.
They didn't stop that train. Just because you're a shortstop that grew up in New Jersey doesn't mean you're going to be the next Derek Jeter. It's like not every quarterback in Kansas City is going to be the next Mahomes' parents. I hate to tell you that.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
No.
Yeah, your quarterback son is not going to be Patrick
Mahomes.
Get ready.
My son's going to be.
Oh yeah,
get ready, Bob.
Yeah, I've seen you in the parking lot.
Max awesome.
I'm not gonna have a son. I got a vasectomy at 18. That was my one birthday wish. Joke or not, you'll never know. Coming up next, I think Detroit celebrated in a disgusting way. I'm talking about upper management yesterday. Plus, Royals got a top prospect, according to ESPN. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Tune in to hear Royals insider Josh Vernier every Monday at 8:20.
Professor Vernier sitting up here, bloviating.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.